Somalitum, I'm sorry I'm sending this out late. what can I say? This is a topic that we've spoken about quite a bit over the years. Perhaps just adding a few points here and there, and maybe combining some points that we discussed before. Fear. Let's get to the crux of the issue. Vayira Yaakov mo'od vayetzeh lo vayichan vayachatz etz ha'am asher ito vesatzon vesabakor vagmalin lishnei machanos. Vayira Yaakov. And Yaakov is afraid. Actually, there's a double terminology. Vayira Yaakov mo'od. He was very afraid vayetzeh lo. And he was vexed. He was concerned. Rashi says, "Vayira vayitzer, vayira shema yahoreg, vayitzelo im yaharog, huas acherim." So the double terminology, Rashi deals with that by saying the first concern is that he might himself might be killed, and the other concern is that he might kill someone else. Sefer Chachamim brings down immediately the Gemara from Brachos, the Sanhedrin. It says, "V'im tomar, v'lo kvar hivticho HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzeisu mi'beis ovi v'ashivo sicha el ha'adama azos." After all, he had a havtocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem would return him to Eretz Yisrael. Kvar tirtzu b'gemar, the Gemara answers, "Shema yigrom ha'chet." Perhaps I've sinned. Perhaps the sin has caused my havtocha not to be fulfilled. Or like partially fulfilled. Again, this is a discussion. It's not a discussion today. There's several shitos on this. The Rambam, Baral, Radak. Dak says that perhaps chet could water down the fulfillment of havtocha. Rambam says that since it's it was not said in a fashion of nevuah, so it's in a fashion of nevuah, so there's no guarantee that it'll be fulfilled. Avtocha is something private. Maral, if I remember correctly, I think says that it wasn't meant to be declared to the world necessarily. That was between Hashem and Yaakov, and therefore there's no chil Hashem if it's not fulfilled. It's a discussion. It's not our discussion at the moment. But in any event, he was afraid. He was afraid. So we say, okay, we relate to that. But l'maisa, fear is not so simple. On the following pasuk, related to the following pasuk, I should say, read the pasuk in Tehillim. I think this is, we've discussed it once. I said it again, we've discussed this before, but I think this is something we should need to remember. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Mishmua ra, perek yud kuf yud beiz, Mishmua ra lo yira, nachol nibo batuach b'Hashem. And the Gemara in Brachos, perek haroe, brings a whole discussion there. First, it brings down a story of Hillel. He was coming in the derech, heard a scream coming from the city. He says, "Muftach ani she'ein ze betoch beisi." I be talking. This is not in my house. This is not a tefillah. If we're a tefillah, it'd be a tefillah shav. You can't daven for something after the fact, after it's already known in the world. He says, "I be talking, it's not coming from my house." And the Gemara says, upon him it is said, "Shmura lo yira, nachol nibo batuach b'Hashem." And comes along Rava. Right? What does this have to do with, how does this pasuk relate to Hillel? "Mishmura lo yira, nachol nibo batuach b'Hashem." Amar Rava kol heich d'darash del haikra mireish l'seifi. Just as you can read this pasuk from its beginning to its end. First phrase followed by the second phrase, obviously. Midrash Misefil Reishi, you could also read in the opposite direction. That is to say, Nachonli Bobatuach Hashem, Mishmura Lo Yira. Mishmura Lo Yira. And then the Gemara afterwards continues, it brings a story of a very opposite sort of situation. Ahu Talmida Havaka Ozil Basre de Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi. The Talmud was walking behind Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. He was at the time of Rebbe. V'shuka de Tzion. That also might be an important point. In the Shuk of Tzion. Tzion is the place, the Nashke Shamai Vara, place where the heavens and earth kiss. L'chorah, we're talking in Yerushalayim, L'chol Pachasayit. I wouldn't say that we're talking necessarily in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though that's the real Mokum de Nashke Shamai Vara, the real Tzion, the essence, the pinnacle, as it were, of Tzion. But it must be in Yerushalayim, at least. And it's in the Shuk. Everything's going on, lots of things that are happening. The Shuk is teeming with life. And Rav Shmuel ben Yossi saw that this Talmud was afraid. The Komavchid, I'm not sure what he's afraid of, but he was afraid. Amalei, Chatoat, you're a sinner. Tichsiv, Pachadu b'Tzion Chatoim. Who's afraid in Tzion? When you're in Tzion, you shouldn't have any fear. Only if you're a sinner. In other words, you feel vulnerable because of your sins. That's how the Gemara continues. Rav Kook, the Inayah, says on Rava's statement to this Pasuk in Tehillim, which we can use to understand both the Maisa with Hillel on the one hand and the story with the Talmud of Rav Shmuel ben Yossi on the other hand. Rava says the Pasuk can be read in both directions. Rav Kook says basically that if a person has made his peace with Hashem's running of the world, in other words, when something difficult happens, a Shmua Ra takes place, but he doesn't get bent out of shape. Why? Because he knows Hashem is running the world, and everything has a purpose, and everything is going towards an ultimate goal of Hashem's chesed, albeit that there are times where we should always be spared, where the goodness of it is hidden from us. But nonetheless, we know it's going towards the good. Gamzula Tova, Mishmu Rola Yira, Nachoni Boba Tuach Hashem. Why is he not afraid? Why is he not bent out of shape by hearing difficult tidings? Because he's Nachon Liboba Tuach Hashem. Says Ravavi, you can read in the other direction as well. Nachon Liboba Tuach Hashem, Mishmu Rola Yira. In other words, if a person has made his peace with knowing that the world is not Hefker, Hashem is guiding it, and everything Hashem does is Latov. Even when he cannot wrap his head around it, then his life attitude should be that he shouldn't assume that a Shmua Ra is going to happen. He shouldn't assume that something difficult is going to take place. Why? Because Nachon Libo Batuach Hashem. I have no reason to believe that Hashem will bring difficult circumstances upon me. It's true, we're not always privy to Hashem's reasons, but there's no mitzvah, right? Dafka to do things in an ununderstandable fashion. It's like in Muktam Amucha B'Torah, right? There's no order in the Torah. There are reasons why sometimes things are out of order, but there's no mitzvah for the Torah to be out of order all the time. Because you can't prove necessarily that the chronological events happened this was the chronological order of things, just because one appears first and the other one appears second in the narrative of the Torah. But doesn't mean that all the time it's out of order. So if we don't assume until informed, right, otherwise, that difficult circumstances will take place that are all a tov. We assume, if we are nochon libo b'tuach b'Hashem, that we don't need, as it were, a reminder that Hashem is running the world. We don't need scary and frightening circumstances, as it were, to shock us and shake us into reality. We don't assume it. Fine. It's a point to ponder, obviously, but... So obviously this fear is not so simple. We're talking about Yaakov Vino here. That's true. This is Yosef is coming with 400 men, but nonetheless, this is Yaakov Vino. Rashi even says that the only reason he's afraid is because Shem Yigrum Achet. He's concerned. He's concerned. Perhaps he sinned. Perhaps he's not worthy of the Havtacha, the promise that was made to him should be fulfilled. Or perhaps, as we see here in the Baliatosis on Chumash, the truth is the Leshem we've brought in previous years speaks about this quite a bit, but the Baliatosis is much more concise. Dovar achev yitzer lo, me'atzer aya Yaakov al shehaya yorei me'es of ma'achash eftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, unlike Rashi, again, they're all based upon Chazal, and probably all things are true to one degree or another, on just very, very subtle levels. Unlike Rashi's approach, that is the double terminology of Vayira, Vayitzer, has to do with his being killed or killing others, and the cause for his concern, his worry is because of Shem Yigrom HaChet. The Daskenim Balaitosis says Vayitzer Lo. Why was he vexed? Because he was afraid. He was upset that he was afraid. The Tiferes Yonason, Rav Yonason Apshitz, even goes to the point that of saying that his fear convinced him that he must have sinned. Why am I afraid? I'm not the type to be afraid. Right? Yaakov Avinu. His fear convinced him that he must have been afraid. He realized, Vayetzer lo, it's a little bit different than the Daskenim. The Daskenim Balatosa says he was upset that he was afraid. The Rav Yonason Apshitz, the Tiferes Yonason, says he was upset because he realized the fear that he had, which he couldn't explain why he was having it. I mean, even though it's scary circumstances, but that wasn't his modus operandi. It must be that I've sinned indeed. In general, the Agra de Kala, for those of us, we're not Yaakov Avinu, right? Agra de Kala says a very... very important idea. He says, Zederch tzadikim, b'nefol aleim eze yira mishum nivra, odover ba'olam, azay malin al datam she'ein lira mishum nivra rak ma'abor yizvarach. They understand the concept of fear, says the Agra de Kala, the B'nai Soscha. He says that when we experience fear, we should strengthen ourselves. There's nothing to fear from any creation in this world. Only from Hashem, and this fear over here is happening to me in order to remind me that you should transfer your fear from this creation, that creation, this circumstance, this event, etc., to a fear of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that will displace your fear of man, of mortal man. Rak sheyira zos balo lhaskiro yiras habor yisbarach umizbonin keichav romusi yisbarach v'nofel of yiras yisbarach umemelim mizbatel v'mina yiras hanivra. It will displace it. If a person realizes before whom he stands, before the Creator, the source of his identity, the source of reality, the source of all sources, so then everything else falls by the wayside. Let's continue. And then Yaakov davens for Yomer Yaakov, Lokei Avi Avram, Lokei Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Hashem, Omer Elai, Shuv L'Artzachom, L'Artzachom, Etiv Yimach, he would call it Yaakov davens, Katontim Kol Chasadim, Kol Emes, right? Quotes from the famous song. My apologies. Katontim Kol Chasadim, Kol Emes, Ashar Sises Avdecha, Kiv Makli Avati, Yetzir Aden Ezeh, Ve'ato Yisi L'Shnei Machados. Right? Everything, my schuyos really have been diminished because the fact is you've been so incredibly gracious to me, Hashem. I beg of you, save me. After all, you did promise this to me. Notice he doesn't put the promise first and the Hatzilena afterwards. Hatzilena, because as we said, he is concerned. And all these ideas we mentioned before are there. Perhaps I'm not worthy. Perhaps I've received more than my due. Perhaps, like, well, I've sinned, and therefore the promise is not incumbent upon the Creator to fulfill because I'm not the same person that he promised to, etc. Then it says, afterwards, after he makes his preparations, he davens, he makes his preparations, separating the camps. It says, Vayakal Belaila Hu, Vayikach Eshtein Hashav, Eshtei Shifchosav, Eshachad Tzayladav, Vayavor Es Mavar Yabok. So, obviously, for all of us that have a sensitive eye, it says, Vayakal Belaila Hu, there's a hay missing there, it shouldn't be Laila Hu, it should be Laila Hahu, that night. He rose that night, not Laila Hu, the hay is missing. And I don't want to get lost in all the cases here, but the fact is that this is not this is an uncommon occurrence where Hu takes place of Hahu. It takes place the night that David fled from Shaul. Remember, David had already been anointed, albeit in private, by Shmuel Navi. According to the Ralbag, David had assumed that becoming the son-in-law of Shaul was going to be the method by which eventually he would become the Melech. And meanwhile, he has to flee this night from Shaul because earlier in the day, Shaul tried to kill him with a spear. And only through the help of his wife Michal, she lowers him down, he's able to escape. It says Balailahu once again, not Nailahahu. There are two other cases, both of them in Sefer Bereishis. Right, and there's our case over here, plus two more cases in Sefer Bereishis, where the word Hu takes the place of Hahu. One is with regard to the night that Moab was conceived. Right, Vatishka v'saviha v'lo yadav b'shivah kumah, that took place. The beginning of the pasuk says, Vatashkena savi'en yayin, balayla Hu, after Lot fled with his two daughters, after the destruction of Sodom, and the daughters were concerned there were no men left in the world, they need to procreate, and so they inebriated their father and engaged in an act of incest. And it says Balaila Hu there, once again Hu as opposed to Hahu. And another time in last week's Parsha, when Leah gives the Dudoim, the mandrakes as they're referred to Rachel in exchange for the rights that Yaakov should be with her that night, right? So there it says, Vayava Yaakov min asodeh, ba'erev atetze Leah lekrasoi, Leah came out to greet him, v'tomer elai tavo, you will come to me tonight, not to Rachel, even though tonight was Rachel's night, ki sechua sechaticha b'dudei b'ni, because I bought the rights for you to be with me tonight, because I gave you Rachel, my sister, the Dudoyim, the mandrakes, which were whatever, some sort of herb that was considered important for helping the marital relationship. I gave it to my sister Rachel, and in exchange, you will be with me. It says Vayishka v'ma b'layla hu, and Yaakov was with Leah that night, and from there was conceived Yisachar. Yisachar. Interesting. In all of these cases, right, the Mizrahi points out, right? Mizrahi points out, it says, Laila hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siyeya. In other words, all of these cases, they're all unusual cases. Two of them appear to be they're not the same, of course. They're far, big difference between the conception of Moab and the conception of Yisachar. Ain't no dome, no comparison whatsoever. But nonetheless, in both sets of circumstances, you would say, like, Hashem is here. Like, this is sort of sketchy, as you might say. Balayla hu, Hashem is there. As Mizrahi points out, the hu over here, in place of hahu, is to point out in the middle of this type of form of darkness, again, Bnos Lot, one form, the conception of Yisachar, far up the ladder, but nonetheless on a similar wavelength, is Hashem is here? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then both in terms of Yaakov, where's the promise that Hashem made me? Is he here? Yes, he's here. Right? So, or David, I've been anointed. I was supposed to be the king. And I have to flee for my life from my very father-in-law that I thought was going to be the stepping stone to the Malchus? Hashem? Hashem's here. Lila who? After that, this is Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, Vayaveki Shimo Aralos HaShachar. Once again, a quote from the famous song. Once again, my apologies. Right? But unfortunately, the way we know many of these things is on just by way of song, but okay. Says the Tzror HaMor. Says the Tzror HaMor. It says, Vayaveser Yaakov Levado. Lirmoz shizboded b'tfilaso v'machshavto liros imis orakoach Hashem alav. Yaakov was alone. Right? In other words, you could have thought he was alone, or he could have thought that he was alone, and the answer was already said before, whether he was aware of it or not, Laila hu, Hashem is there. Right? You could feel very lonely in a situation like this. But, no, Hashem is with him. Laila hu. So HaMor says that he was misboded. He meditated. He wanted to be alone, as it were, to see if the Koch Nevuah would come upon him so that he could experience. Hashem perhaps would tell him, is this the end, or is what he called, will Hashem indeed save him? Right? And so, right after that, he had the experience of wrestling with the Sarashal Esav. The Malbim says something similar. Oba Sipur Vayvaser Yaakov Levado Vahinush Yaakov Hechin Es Atzmo Azla Nevuah. Vayvaser Yaakov Levado, the Tzror HaMor used that terminology, Vayvaser Yaakov Levado, to say that he meditated in solitude. The Malbim says, Vayvaser Yaakov Levado, his essence, in other words, he tried to remove himself from all physical concerns, and just his essential soul, as it were, there. That he should, what he called, connect with Rabbono Shalom. The Heichin is Atzal Hafshid Sachome Me'olav Tishar Nafsho Levado Misbodedes Im Ha'or Ha'elyon Haruchni Shizeh Ha'imlit Mashakosav Ha'ivasa Yaakov Levado. And then, of course, he had his vision, a very physical vision, right? Right? With the battle of the Sar Shal Esav. Okay. These are methodologies. But the Medrash says something else, not in terms of the methodologies necessarily, but rather the results of Yaakov. Remember, here's Yaakov. A very fear-provoking situation has come upon him. Is he afraid? Is he upset that he's afraid? No doubt they're all true. There's a maelstrom of feelings here. How does he deal? Right? How does he deal? The Chumash tells us, Lamaisa, that in spite of the fact that he might have felt very alone, but Hashem is with him. It's Laila Hu. It's Laila Hu. And then, rather than caving in under the pressure, he turns inward. Vayavasa Yaakov Levado, Vayaveki, right, etc. The Derech Letzor Amor, the Derech Lamalbim. And now let's see the Medrash. Vayavasa Yaakov Levado. Vayaveki Shimo. Says the Pasuk, Ein kekel yeshurun rochev shamayim bezrecha. Vabrachi b'shem Rabbi Simon, Pasuk in Dvarim. Ein kekel yeshurun. Omar, Ein kekel umikakel yeshurun. Yisrael Saba. Makosh brochu kosabu v'nizgav Hashem levado. Af Yaakov v'yvaser Yaakov levado. Says the Derech Machane Ephraim. Right? Gdolei Chassidus. From the Baal Shem. Right? Says the Derech Machane Ephraim. He says, V'is v'medrash. Odo d'chsiv, v'nizg v'ashem levado, etc. He says, Kol echad m'chuyav lomar kol ha'olam lo nivra ele bishvili. Adkan. And as he explains, oftentimes we see ourselves as just a mote of dust in the universe, and we're afraid what's going to happen to me, what's going to be with me. I'll disappear, right, in silence into the vastness of the fabric of time. The circumstances are more powerful than I will be erased. Chalila. He says, Vayivasa Yaakov Avado, says the Degel Machne Ephraim, I have to realize it's all totally on me. Bishvili Nivra Olam. My struggle right now is not my struggle to survive, right, as one more mote of dust, as I said before, in the vastness of the universe, but it's dependent upon me. The world is totally on me. Bishvili Nivra Olam. When a person realizes that he's not just something insignificant, and that, as it were, he's being trampled upon by the juggernaut of time, rather, when he realizes that the world stands upon his shoulders, his struggle, his success, is the success of the world, he will bring the world up. It transforms him. It empowers him. I'm not insignificant. There is nothing more significant than I and how I'm going to deal with the situation. And in turn, when in fact the Sar Shalisa comes and tries to destroy him in all the symbolism, either physically or embracing him spiritually, as the Mefarshim say, we kind of spoken about that in years gone by, not this year. Because they do. Sometimes it's with the jackboot upon our head, and sometimes it's with sweet words or all sorts of enticements of modern society. But we stand firm. We stand firm. It's true, we might come out limping a bit, but we stand firm. So this is not just to dispel the fear, but this is triumph. This is triumph over the fear. If I'm afraid, it's only because I think I'm insignificant. But if, in fact, I realize how significant I am, then, right, as the Degel Machne Ephraim says, "V'zeh Yishlomo Shemrames Amedrash Vayivaser Yaakov Levado Haino Kishezachal Madrega Gedola Zu Shehevin V'hem In Shehu Levado Yochid V'olam V'chol Olam Toloy Alav V'al Masav." As v'nizgav Hashem levado, and shebevada avodoso, tama ushlema v'nekia, then you cause Hashem to be exalted and to be raised up of all of creation because you have fulfilled your job description. A point to ponder for all of us, right, who go through fearful moments. We're not insignificant. It's all about our struggle. And finally, Sfasemes. The Midrash, Yivasra Hashem Yaakov Levado, Ein Kakel Yeshurun. Mi Kakel Yeshurun. Right? The Midrash says, Masha Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asos, Osa Miktsasa V'olam Hazeh Al-Yedei HaTzadikim. Right? Ein Kakel and Ein Ki Yeshurun. There is no one like the Borei Olam. There is no one like Yeshurun, Havdil. Right? Like Yaakov. As he conducts himself in a straight path across, right, this his life. The idea tzaddikim, Hashem will finish the job. Lasi lova v'nizgav Hashem levado. But in the interim, who's meant to finish the job? Who's meant to point to Hashem's oneness? Who's meant to live his life and to instruct others to live their lives according to Hashem's Torah? Us. Ma'akosh Baruch Hu v'nizgav Hashem levado. Yaakov v'yivase levado. Ha'inyin hu d'chsiv mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav. V'medrash shama Kodesh Baruch Hu rochok v'korov. V'sha Kodesh Baruch Hu shu rochok v'ne'alam v'gavoa mi'alam gavoa b'kol gavoa. Hu akol yachol liten chelek elokuso yizbarach la'dveikim bo. He's far, he is transcendent, and yet he's imminent. To give a chelek elokam imal. Right? La dvekim bo. and we finish the job. Ata Kodosh, like we said in the Bracha of Shmon Esrei, which is Keneged Yaakov Vino, as the Rashba teaches us. It was said for the first time by the Malchi Asharis after Yaakov Vino realized his job description, after he awoke from the dream at the Makom HaMikdash in last week's Parsha. Ata Kodosh, V'shimcha Kodosh, U'Kedoshim V'chol Yom Yalalucha Sela. We become Kedoshim by attaching ourselves to Hashem, and Hashem bestows Kav Yochel, part of His Kedusha upon us. So I think we've looked at several aspects of fear, the conflicts, the struggles, and God willing, right, if we employ, I dare say, first if we employ, the first step when you experience the fear is to employ that which you saw from the Agada Kala before. It's a tap on the shoulder. Don't be afraid of man. Don't be afraid of circumstances. Only be afraid of the Borei Olam. And then we should employ the Degel Machne Ephraim to not see ourselves as insignificant, being crushed by the gargantuan juggernaut of time, but realize it's all up to us and how we deal and how we struggle. Our struggle is the struggle of existence of the entire world. The rest of the world hangs upon our shoulders. Each person should say Bishvili Nivra Olam. And then ultimately we should know that we're finishing Hashem's work in this world, just as one day He will ultimately finish the job in Yizkav Hashem Avado, so too now it's Vayavasa Yakal Avado. Right? As we are what in the surface appears to be alone, but we know we're not alone, and we try to implement Hashem's will upon our circumstances, so then that leads us to triumph. Right? We will be levado, just as Hashem is levado. We are unique. Ata echad v'shimcha echad, u'mika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Hashem should always give us strength.